then imagine that how good may all sentient beings be deprived of all sufferings alone with the causes, the subtle causes or the imprints or which are the causes of these sufferings. So now reflect or meditate on these two qualities, great love and great compassion, self-cherishing mind, and then reflect on the qualities of other cherishing. So the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas that we have visualized in front of us, so they achieve that state through reflecting on the faults of self-cherishing mind and reflecting on the qualities of other cherishing mind. So it is because of these reflections done by these Buddhas and Bodhisattvas that they have achieved the ultimate state of cessation of all kind of obscurations and perfect realizations. So all these qualities, the marvelous qualities that we admire, they are the result of the bodhicitta, the mind of enlightenment, the compassionate mind of enlightenment, viewing the faults of all sentient beings, viewing the faults of self-cherished mind and the qualities of other cherishing mind. And then based on that, you make the commitment or resolve that I too will emulate what these great Buddhas and Bodhisattvas did by way of generating this marvelous attitude of enlightenment, the desire to achieve enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings, Buddhahood. And the ritual that is involved in taking the Bodhisattva vow starts from this line, that all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas who reside in the 10 directions, please listen to me, O Master, please listen to me. By means of my virtuous roots in the nature of generosity, ethics, or meditation, which I, say your name, in this and all other lives, cultivated, enjoined others to cultivate or rejoiced in the cultivation of I, say your name, will generate the spirit of great and unexcelled perfect enlightenment from now until I reach the heart of enlightenment, just as the earlier perfect Buddhas who are Arahats and Tathagatas and the great Bodhisattvas who reside on a high level of generated the spirit of unexcelled perfect enlightenment, I'll liberate all beings who are not liberated. So in the text, the commentary on the Bodhicitta composed by Nagarjuna, so he explained these 4 points. First one, I will liberate all beings who are not liberated. So this he explained as, so in order to understand that, so there is the mention of the vehicle, different vehicles, the vehicle of human beings and devas, and next the vehicle of Brahma, and the first vehicle, the vehicle of human deva, is the state or the vehicle which eradicates the suffering, and the vehicle of Brahma eradicates the suffering of change. And the third one, the vehicle of Shravaka and Pratyeka Buddha, they eliminate the obscuration or the suffering, the conditioned suffering, the third one. And the last one, the vehicle of the Bodhisattvas or the Mahayana vehicle. So it dispels the subtlest imprints or the obscuration, final obscurations to a perfect state of enlightenment. So the first two vehicles, they help us eradicate or help oneself to free from the evident sufferings as the suffering of animals and the lower realms. So the first part, that is, which says, I'll liberate all living beings who are not liberated, implies I'll liberate all living beings from the suffering of suffering. And next, I'll free all living beings who are not freed. So this refer to freeing all beings from the conditioned suffering, the last suffering, the third kind of suffering. in short, of freeing all beings from the web of delusions. And the next, I'll relieve those without relief. So this refers to, especially to those Shravakas and Pratyeka Buddhas, although having already achieved the state of liberation, having already eradicated delusions, and yet they couldn't perceive, they couldn't have the perception of the two truths simultaneously. So there's the obscuration which obstructs them to having the perception of the two truths simultaneously. So this being so, the Bodhisattvas are the Shravakas and Pratyeka Buddhas, although they have eradicated the all kinds of sufferings or the delusions, and yet they are still in possession of the subtler obscuration, the obscuration of perfect knowledge. So when you say, I'll relieve those without relief, so you imagine that I'm going to relieve all beings from the subtlest of the obscurations, the obscuration to perfect knowledge, which obstructs someone to achieving the ultimate enlightenment or the state of Buddhahood. So we have to say this three times. And during the third repetition, so if you are going to hold the aspirational bodhicitta, then you are supposed to imagine that in the last line, you have to say that until the space ends, I'm going to hold this aspirational bodhicitta. If you do that, so that is actually the ritual to hold the aspirational bodhicitta. So if you do that, then you are to follow the precepts of those people who hold this aspiration or the precepts of the aspirational bodhicitta. So in short, so taking the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas that you have visualized in front of you as an example, and then imagine that you too are going to hold the bodhicitta vow, just as these great Buddhas and Bodhisattvas they have held. So we're going to say this three times. All Buddhas and Bodhisattvas who reside in the 10 directions, please listen to me. O Master, please listen to me. By means of my virtuous roots in the nature of generosity, ethics or meditation, which I, say your name, in this and all other lives, cultivated, enjoined others to cultivate, or rejoiced in the cultivation of I, say your name, will generate the spirit of great, unexcelled, perfect enlightenment from now until I reach the heart of enlightenment, just as the earlier perfect Buddhas, who are Arahats and Tathagatas, and the great Bodhisattvas, who reside on the high levels, generated the spirit of unexcelled, perfect enlightenment. I'll liberate all beings who are not liberated. I'll free all living beings who are not freed. I'll relieve those without relief. I'll cause to reach Nirvana those who have not reached it. Let's go to say it a second time. All Buddhas and Bodhisattvas who reside in the 10 directions, please listen to me. O Master, please listen to me. By means of my virtuous roots in the nature of generosity, ethics or meditation, which I, say your name, in this and all other lives, cultivated, enjoined others to cultivate, or rejoiced in the cultivation of, I, say your name, will generate the spirit of great, unexcelled, perfect enlightenment from now until I reach the heart of enlightenment, just as the earlier perfect Buddhas, who are Arahats and Tathagatas, and the great Bodhisattvas, who reside on the high levels, generated the spirit of unexcelled, perfect enlightenment. I'll liberate all beings who are not liberated. I'll free all living beings who are not freed. I'll relieve those without relief. I'll cause to reach Nirvana those who have not reached it. The third repetition. All Buddhas and Bodhisattvas who reside in the 10 directions, please listen to me. O Master, please listen to me. By means of my virtuous roots in the nature of generosity, ethics or meditation which I see your name in this and all other lives cultivated, enjoined others to cultivate, or rejoiced in the cultivation of I see your name will generate the spirit of great unexcelled perfect enlightenment from now until I reach the heart of enlightenment, just as the earlier perfect Buddhas who are Arahats and Tathagatas and the great Bodhisattvas who reside the high levels generated the spirit of unexcelled perfect enlightenment. I'll liberate all living beings who are not liberated. I'll free all living beings who are not freed. I'll relieve those without relief. I'll cause to reach nirvana those who have not reached it. So in Bodhisattva Charya Avatara by Sharideva, he said that through generating this bodhicitta, actually your Buddha nature is awakened. So technically speaking, whenever you generate great compassion, it is said that you have awakened this Buddha nature present in you. And so it is because of this that Shantideva says that so then the Shantideva said that I've already cultivated or generated this amount of enlightenment. It is because of this that this human birth is something that I've made so worthy, so meaningful. And it is because of this that I'm able to awaken the spirit of enlightenment or the Buddha nature present in me. And then after that, the end of the stanza by the same author, Shantideva, said that since I've already generated this amount of enlightenment and that I've already included myself in the realm, in the domain of the Buddha spirit, as such, I'll make sure not to pervert the Bodhisattva's ideals. So when you go back to Thailand, so make sure that you attach the label of Bodhisattva right in at your chest.